Halloween and Soul became trapped and crushed as the crowd surged into a narrow alley, killing at least 151, injuring 82 others, and South Korea's worst disaster in years. Emergency workers and pedestrians desperately performed CPR on people lying in the streets after the crush in the capital's nightlife district on Saturday night. Those killed were hurt, mostly teens and mostly in their 20s. This is according to the chief of Seoul's Yongsan Fire Department. The dead included 19 foreigners whose nationalities were not immediately released. The death toll could rise further as 19 of those injured were in critical condition. Somalia's president says that at least 100 people were killed in Saturday's two car bombings at a busy junction in the capital, and the toll could rise there. In the country's deadliest attacks into truck bombing at the same spot 5 years ago killed more than 500 people. The president, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, at the site of the explosions in Mogadishu, told reporters that nearly 300 other people were wounded. He said they asked their international partners and Muslims around the world to send their medical doctors, since they can't send all the victims outside the country for treatment. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group, which often targets the capital and controls large parts of the country, claimed responsibility, saying it targeted the education ministry. This is VOA News. The attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in their San Francisco home, has politicians from both political parties expressing outrage about the assault and Democrats decrying what they say is a rise in extremism among Republican ranks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This is scary stuff happening.
Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally for Maryland Democrats in Baltimore.
So-called leaders have been using the bully pulpit that they were given by the people in a way that is about the preservation of their personal power.
And she says to divide the country.
Promulgating hate.
In Colorado, Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day also expressed concern that partisanship and polarization are tearing the country apart, adding Americans should worry because attacks like the one on Paul Pelosi are becoming more common. A new domestic intelligence assessment from the Department of Homeland Security warns extremists fueled by election falsehoods pose a heightened threat to the upcoming midterms. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia says it will immediately suspend a UN-brokered grain and export deal that has seen more than 9 million tons of grain exported from Ukraine and brought down global food prices. The Russian Defense Ministry cited an alleged Ukrainian drone attack Saturday against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships moored off occupied of Crimea as a reason for the move. Ukraine has denied the attack and said the Russians just mishandled their own weapons. The Russian declaration came one day after the UN chief Antonio Guterres urged Russia and Ukraine to renew the grain deal. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, called the Russian move predictable, saying Russia delays have already backed up 176 grain ships at sea. Another Ukrainian official said Russia was starting a new world hunger games. Coca-Cola's sponsorship of the flagship UN climate conference known as COP27 sparked a backlash and highlighted other issues. More from VOA's Marissa Milton.
Environmental activists are criticizing the company for its outsized role contributing to plastic pollution and pointed to the deal as an example of corporate greenwash. Coca-Cola said its participation underscores its ambitious plans to cut its emissions and clean up plastic ocean trash. The COP27 talks aimed at limiting global temperature increases are set to begin next month in the Egyptian Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh.
By a remote,